Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Dalid. For the next few dafim, we have the sugya of Asei Doicha Lois Asei. The Gemara opens the discussion of this sugya by pointing out that if not for the drosha of Oleha, it seems that we would have said that it's permitted to be miyabeim afilu an ervo who is nefelas lefonos liyibum, despite the fact that an ervo is lois haseishiyesh by kores. And the Gemara assumes that apparently it seems we were nemingon that asei of yibum in this case is doicha afilu lois haseishiyesh by kores. And this leads to an extensive discussion in the Gemara as to whether this is so or not. The Gemara begins by bringing the drasha of klayim betzitzis. The pasuk says lo silba shatnes semeru pishtim yachtov gedilim taselach, and from the smichas apsukim, the juxtaposition of the psukim, we learn out that the mitzvah of tzitzis applies afilu b'mokoim klayim, even if it will necessitate that you'll have to wear shatnes in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, and to put on the tchelos of the tzitzis, you would have to wear shatnes. And despite that, we would say that the assay of tzitzis is doicha the lois assay of shatnes, and if there is the afus, so we learn that elsewhere that assay is doicha lois assay. Tosfos says over here that it's a given that just like an assay is doicha one last lois assay, so too an assay can even be doicha two lois assay. So he says we don't find in any place lemafaginon at all. We don't find any chiluk between an assay that comes up against one lois assay, which is certainly doicha it, to an assay that comes up against two lois assays, which that's a given by Tosfos, that the assay will be doicha the two lois assays even when they come together. The Rishonim discuss this Tosfos later in the Perek, and Mitzvah Shem will have other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, but that's Tosfos' shita. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiur, in the Kovetz Ha'orais, points out that this Tosfos is apparently Soiser, a well-known Ran in Masechta Yuma. The Ran in Yuma discusses a case of Choyle Sheyesh by Sakona, where we have a person who's dangerously ill, his life is in danger, and therefore we would afilu be doicha isurei Torah in order to feed this choyla, to take care of him. And this, let's say the person has a choice, a question that we show him in the 8th period of Yuma, a person has a choice, let's say, between feeding the choyla nevela, which he already has, not shechted meat, nevela he has befonov, he can feed the choyla the nevela, or alternatively, it's Shabbos, and he could shecht a tiny goylus, he could do a shchita in order to feed the choyla, shchuta, a basar shchuta, but on the other hand, even though we basar shchuta, we require violating and overriding the iser of shchita on Shabbos. So which is better, to feed him the nevela or to do the shchita on the Shabbat? The shchita's haran. The ran expresses the opinion over there that it's better to do the shchita, and that's what we would mechayev you to do, rather than feed him the nevela. Aye, frek the ran. Nevela is a lesser iso than shchita b'Shabbat because shchita b'Shabbat is a malacha and it has elois hasei sheyesh beiskilo and kores and it's a very chomedik a malacha, whereas nevela is only elois hasei. From this vegan zok the ran, afa pikein, we still would say that it's better to do the shchita because when you feed the nevela, each and every independent of kezias of nevela that you're going to be feeding him is going to be an independent lois assay, and therefore every kezias is another lois assay after lois assay. Masha'inka, you do the shchita on the tanegoyles, you just do one iser shchita, one maise iser, and that's it. After that, everything is mutter, you're feeding him basar heter. So the Ran is mavur over there that it's required to the lesser iser, the hakal hakal techilu, which is the rule by a choyle sheesh by sakana, and the lesser iser over there is going to be to do the shchita, even though it's more chomer, but it has a lesser number of isurim. Frekta b'chonu the kovitz ha'orois, that ran is apparently soiser this toises. Why? Because you see from the ran over there, when I stack up one against the other, I have a question. What about multiple lesser isurim, multiple regular lois assays? Is that more chomer or more kal than one single very chomer dikolav, which over there you have multiple kazesim and vela stacked up against one single maisa shchita melacha b'shabbos, and the ran is mavur apparently that to do multiple isurei lav is more chomer, is worse than doing one single malacha chamura, even though yesh bekoris, and that's why you feed, you do the single shchita, the isur shchita, which is more chomer, but it only involves one isur act, better than feeding the choyla multiple kazeisim, multiple maisei isur of lois assays. That's what comes out of the Ran. That seems to be a stereotype with Tosfos. Why? Because in the Gemara over here, it's mavur that I say doicha lois yesh bekoris is a very difficult thing to say, and we actually come out later in the sugya, you don't say it. Esay is not doicha. Aloysa say she is bekoris. Afal pikein toises mavur that he understood it to be a given that asay could be doicha. Multiple individual loysa says at once. Apparently toises understood aloysa she is bekoris. A single loysa she is bekoris is more chomer than even multiple regular loysa says, which is why the single loysa she is bekoris is not nidcha bifnei the esa, whereas the multiple loysa says are going to be nidcha bifnei the esa. That's toises the ran who understood apparently fakate that the single maisa is a chomer is less, a lesser iser than multiple maisa iser. The Bechonel maisa wants to suggest over there in the Kavitz Ha'aretz that the Ram will be arguing with Tosis over here, and the Ram will hold like others later in the Perek that they hold that in fact Asay is not Doicha, Shtei Lois Asayz, even though it could be Doicha individual Lois Asayz, it won't be able to be Doicha Shtei Lois Asayz, and the Ram will understand that the Shtei Lois Asayz is certainly not Nidcha because even the single Lois Asayz Bekoris isn't Nidcha. Rav David Povarsky here in the Shiurim suggests a teret to this question. The teretz that he suggests is based on a hanocha, which is actually a discussion in the Poskim and Hilchos Shabbos. Rav David Povarsky names on that whereas over here by asay doicha lois asay, it's an issue of dechuya, which is to say that the asay is gezocht. It's said over here in this case, the lois asay is said, and both apply, but the asay is going to override and knock off the lois asay. That's asay doicha lois asay. Now she'en kein zok the David Povarsky ben negeir to a choyle b'Shabbos, we allow to feed him whatever it takes to do the Malachai Shabbos or the Isurim to feed the Chayla, to take care of him. So that is Hutra. The Isuri Torah Hutra Bifnei the Chayla Shesh Pesachana, which is to say that they weren't gezocht. The Lois HaSeis, the Isurim of the Torah, would not sit in the first place Bim Koyim a case where it's going to lead to endangering a person's life. The place can actually talk about this Shaila if Mokam Chayla Shesh Pesachana, the Isuri Torah Hutra, the Chuyah, Bavarsky is going that the Mokam Chayli Yesh Pesachana, we would say the Isuri Torah Hutra, which is to say that they were not said. Zokt of the Pavarsky, that based upon that we could say a muskul dekateris to the chavit kovitz oris as kasha, a steer between tois and the ran. It's like this. If we're talking about over here a case of a sedech alois say, where the alois say is definitely said and it applies and it converges, it collides against the assay, I have to know which is going to be stronger, which will knock the other one off. So here I'm going to say that if a single, very powerful, very chomer de galois say won't be nidche bifne the esse, the alois say applies, it was said over here. If it's very chomor, it's loisa say sheesh bekoreth, it won't be nidcha bifnei the esser. The esser doesn't have the ability to push it off. On the other hand, if it's only two or three or multiple individual loisa says, the esser is able to steamroll over each of them. The esser could attack this loisa say and the other attacks each of them individually. It's able to be deicha each of the loisa says. On the other hand, if it would be even a single loisa say, it's very chomor, the esser can't be deicha loisa say, which is very chomor. That's where it's dechuya, which is the case by Seder Chalois HaSei. Masha Ein Kein Zot Rav Povarsky. By the case of Chalois Shesh Betzakona on Shabbos, which is Hutra. So over there, Zokta, the Svar is Nesenes, that it shouldn't be different altogether. There's no Chiluk whatsoever. Whether you're talking about Issa Chorus, or whether you're talking about Issa Lav. What's an Afkemin of Chorus and Lav, Zokta? In any event, the Yisoid HaDvorim is that the Issa is Hutra. If it's Hutra, so what do I care whether it's Lois HaSei or Lois Shesh Bet Chorus? The Pshat is not that the Issa is colliding with it. It's colliding with the being Madche, the Lois HaSei, and I have to want to know whether Lois is very strong or not. What's an afkamin if it's strong or not? But al saifi these Lois HaSei are any hutra b'makom acholi. So the issue won't be how chomer, how severe the Lois HaSei are, Zokter. Rather, we would still ask the question of the kamus, how many numbers of Lois HaSei. Because the Torah is going to say, listen, I'm going to tell you matir, we'll say a hutra of these lavin, but it will only be a hutra, the numbers of lavin that's sufficient, that's necessary to be a hutra. We're not going to hutra multiple Lois HaSei if it's not necessary to be matir all of them. So mele, the kamus is relevant. The Torah is matir, we say a hutra on the least number of lois says that's necessary. More than that is not necessary, and the Torah is not hutra then. So therefore, if I have a shaila in the case of the shechita, I can do one maisa lois say of shechting and be over one malach of Shabbos, or I could feed the choyli multiple kazais from the vela, and each kazais in the vela is individual isur. The Torah says, why should we be hutra and say a hutra on the multiple maisa isur of maisa achilas nevela when we could just say a hutra on one single maisa malach of shechita the Shabbos? So that's Rav Povarsky's distinction that he makes a muskel de chiluk between a say doicha lois say where it's a lumdus of the chuya that the asay and the lois say both apply and both were said and one collides with the other and is stronger, so the asay isn't stronger. The lois say sheish bekoris mashen came over there. It's where with saivi the isurei Torah hutra b'makoim the choylus sheish besakona. So there I'm not going to make a difference. I won't be mechaluk based upon whether the lois say is very chomer or not, whether it's sheish bekoris or not. Because saivi the lumdus over there is to say that the lois say which runs up against against the Sakonis Nefosh is going to be Hutra, but I do care about numbers because I say the Torah is going to be Matir, the least numbers, because beyond that numbers of Maisi Isser is not necessary and therefore not necessary to be Hutra. So that's why there, by the case of a Nevela, it would not be Matir, the multiple Maisi Isser of Achilles Nevela, just the one Maisi Isser of Shecht in the Tanya Gorilla. Toisus, at the end of the Toisus over here, says a Yosoidiyistik of Vort, which we already mentioned briefly already on Daf Beis. Toisus says that Be'etzem is that the every single case of Yibum, which every Yibum always runs up against the Eishes Ach, because the Isha is Eishes Ruvain who died, so Be'emes, every Yibum Zok Toisus is always a Sei Doichalo Sheish Bekoris, because Eishes Ach is a Lav Sheish Bekoris, and the Asei of Yibum is being Madcha, the Lav of Eishes Ach, otherwise you never able to do a Yibum. Zok Toisus, so Lachoyer you see from Yibum itself, that Asei is this is no, you don't see it because this is something called mitzvah sevekach. Since this itself is the tzir that the Torah gave the mitzvah in, every mitzvah, even by definition, will be applicable, will apply in a case of this doicha the lav sheish bekoris. So therefore, you can't learn out of here to other asay doicha lav sheish bekoris because here is special. This asay is a special asay. It's a mitzvah sevekach. It's geben itself gufa bimkoim the hisnag that's running up against the lav sheish bekoris. Reb Nochem Bavarkti over here in the Chedusha Reb Nochem asks a Yosoidius de Kakasha, a Styrian Toysis. Because Toysis later on in the Chof Omid Beis is Mavur Mamish Fakert, that the Leisasei of Eishes Ach is Hutra B'mokoim, the mitzvah of Yibam. That's Eish. What does it mean? Like we explained before, Hutra means that when the Torah gave the Lav of Eishes Ach, this case wasn't applicable, wasn't included in those Tziurim which the Leisasei of Eishes Ach was said. This case, B'mokoim Yibam, the Lav of Eishes Ach is Hutra. It doesn't run up and collide against the Asay of Yibam. Rather, it was given with an exception, and Bimukim the Asay of Yibam, the Mokum of the Eloisas, the Yosef Eishasach, is Hutra. What's Taisa's raya to this? The Taisa says a very basic question over there that every time that the person is Miyabe, in which the Gemara is Mavur Klor later in the Perik, that it's Keishta Lechol Dover, and he can continue living with her. And Frek Taisa's, what's matter the Biyashnia? The Biyarishon, the first time he lives with her, is the Maisa Mitzvah, and that's obviously Nidche. The Asay of Yibam is Doichel Loisa Sei Veishas Ach, because the first time he's born, well, that's the Mitzvah Teir of Yibam, Yovel, Yovel, that's the Maisa of the Mitzvah Sei. But the second time, Zok Toysis, there is no longer a Mitzvah Sei, which is Mochen the Gemara later on, Daf Chof, like that, like we'll have over there, that the Maisa Mitzvah of Yibam is only the first time, the first Bia, and not any future Bias. So what's every time you have a Mitzvah Yibam, what's the matter to do the subsequent Bias after the first time, if you have to run up against Eishas Ach each time, and you have to try to be Doichid, there's no more Asays. So Toysis, you must say that the Isser of the case of Yibam, and therefore, anytime you have a tzir of Yibam, it doesn't apply altogether to Isser Eishes Ach. It's a big tzir effect of Nocham, a big kasha. Here Taisa says you need a say the Chalois say for a Yibam, and over there Taisa says that it's Hutra. The Alois of Eishes Ach is Hutra, and it's going to be Hutra even beyond where the Asay applies, because Asay is only a Biri Shaina, and it's Hutra even on the Biyashnia. That's the kasha. In addition, Rav Nocham also asks another kasha. He asks, that, as we mentioned, the Gemara over here is Mavur, that if there would not have been a Xeris HaKosava Ol Leha, then I could have been Miyabeim Afilu and Ervo, who's Nefelis Liyibam. And the Gemara suggests, and there's a whole discussion about it here, that maybe the reason would have been because Asay of Yibam, Doicha Lois Asay Sheesh Bekoris of the Ervo. Asay Doicha Lav Sheesh Bekoris. Frekt of them, Reb Nochum, L'chair it should come out according to that, that that's only the Biyari Shaina that's Mutter. Because the first Biyah with this Ervo, we would have said Asay Doicha Lois Sheesh Bekoris. But Lamaisa, any subsequent Biyahs would certainly have been Asay. That's what should come out, because they don't have an assay of Yibam, like the Gemara says later on the Chof, the Biyashnia has no assay, and therefore any Biyashnia would have been Osir. Good, so maybe the Havamina was only on the Biyari Shaina. But that doesn't make sense, because we know that the Halacha is that a Ishus or a Kedushin is not Toyface on an Ervo. That the Gemara learns Droshes in Mesechta Kedushin on this, that the Kedushin, it can't be Toyface, or Ishus cannot be Toyface B'mokam an Ervo. Since over here, every Eishasach is an Ervo, and Be'etzem B'yasoyed Advarim, she has a chorus. It's only we're being doyach on the Be'er Yishayna, the Asay of Yibam is being doyach of the Lav Sheish B'chorus. But fact there, since in order to have the Mitzvah Yibam, you have to be able to have the Maisa Kinyin, Yivom Yivaleo L'Kocholoi, that you have to be able to have a Maisa Kinyin. You can't have a Maisa Kinyin because Kedushin is not Toysin. So therefore, When the Eruv Abina Feles, Bifnei the Yavam, and you want to say, like the Gemara is mitzadet over here, that the mitzvah is given is doicha, the lavashish bekoros of the Eruv, afilu if it is doicha, she still has the Shem Eruv, she blibes an Eruv, she still is an Eruv, and any subsequent beers are going to be also. So since she's an Eruv, the Ishus can't be toifis, and it should be saivi, impossible to fulfill the mitzvah given, which involves lakuchan, like it says, Yavam Yavale lakocha. As I fact, a second kasha in the Chedusha of Nochem. So Nochem, to answer this, says a very big yisoy that he works with, and as we'll see, he works with later in this daf and daf dalet as well. And Reb Nochem says a yesoid, he says that the yesoid hadvorim of asei doicha lois asei is that when the asei runs up against the lois asei, when they collide with each other, the Torah will do whatever it takes for the lois asei in order to ensure that the asei wins and the asei is able to be performed. Because an asei is stronger than a lois asei, and the Torah will do what it takes to ensure that the asei will be able to be getan even though it's running up against the lois asei. Now, geveintlich normally, says Reb Nochem, all that's necessary to do is to say that the assay is doicha, the lois assay. The lois assay still exists and the tzivui still applies, but we say that is a dechuya. Assay is stronger and therefore overrides can bulldozes over the lois assay, and that's sufficient in normal cases. We could say that assay doicha lois assay. But in any case, Dr. Nochem, where to be doicha the lois assay would be insufficient for whatever reason, like we can work it out in some cases, and we'll say that to assay to be doicha the lav is not sufficient to allow the performance of the assay. So then the Torah will say a hutra on the lois assay, and will say that the lois assay has a built-in exception and wasn't gezocht over here, bimkaim the assay. Because if that's necessary to do in order to ensure the fulfillment and the kiyum of the assay, then the Torah will say that in those cases where it's necessary and to say that the lav is going to be hutra. That's the assay, Dr. Nochem. Assay doicha lois assay means we'll do what it takes. The Torah does whatever necessary to ensure the kiyum of the assay, which geveintlich normally only means to say the assay will be doicha the lav and the lav is the chuyu, even though it's applicable here. But if necessary, we'll say the lav is hutra. Zokt of them. Reb Nochem, with this we can answer the two kasha that we're makdim. Because be'emes, let's say every single isha, that she falls liyibum, she's by definition an eishas ach, and really she's an erva. And therefore, since she is an erva, it really should be impossible to perform the yibum altogether, and stam to say a regular asay the alois asay, which is to say, that we'll say that really she is an erva, and really the alois asay shishbekoris really was gezokt over here bimkom the yibum of eishas ach. And therefore, be'emes, I need to command that the asay is doicha, the lav shesh because of eshesach, they'll be insufficient because there was still blind with the shem erva on her, and we know that ishus is not toifus on an erva, so how is he going to be able to perform the mitzvah of lekuchen, yivam yavad lekocha? So therefore, in order to ensure by the mitzvah's yibum that we should be able to say doicha, the lav shesh because of eshesach, it was necessary for the Torah to say that the lav eshesach is hutro and wasn't gezocht in this fall. That's in order to fulfill the din of asay doicha lois asay, because of that, the asay would never be able to be getan by every yibum, because it's bimkom the erva. That's why Tosfos later on the Chof says that the lav sheish because of eishasach is hutra, and once it's hutra lagamri, and it will be mutter later on, even the subsequent bias, the bias shniyah, and etc. But that's all, Zokter Nochem, that whole din of hutra of eishasach, bimkom the yivim, is neveya. It stems from the fact that b'yasoy that we apply the rule of asay doicha lois asay. Asay is stronger than lois asay, and in this case, the asay of yivim is stronger than lav sheish because of eishasach. It's stronger than it, and if it would have been sufficient to just say duchuya on the lav of eshesach, we would have said it. But since it's insufficient because it will leave erva in place and therefore be impossible to have an ishus of yibum, therefore it was necessary to say that the lav of eshesach was in ganzen hutra b'mkoin the mitzvah's yibum. So Tois over here is correct. The fundamental yesoid behind yibum is asay doicha lav shesh because of eshesach. But Tois on the Chav is also correct that when it came down to it, it was necessary in order to apply this din of asay doicha lois asay, we had to say that it was hutra the eshesach b'mkoin the yibum, like Tosfos says in Daf Chav, because otherwise it would be impossible to perform a yibum because it would be bim klem and erva. Likewise, Dr. Nochem, that's the same you said in the Havan of the Gemara over here on the beginning of the Sugya of Asay Doicha Lois Asay. The Gemara wants to suggest that the reason I need a pasuk of Aleha to tell me that you came from yibum and erva is that otherwise yibum would have been doicha the lava of the erva. Aye, the kashi is Naniach would have been doicha the lava of the erva, but she still has a shem erva upon her, and kedushin and yibum ishus shouldn't be able to be nitfas on an erva. There's no kedushin on that toifsin on erva. The Teretz is that if we would have applied the rule of asay doicha lois asay to the case of erva, then even though normally asay doicha lois asay, the default is that it's sufficient to be doicha the lav and say the lav was gezocht, just like the asay was gezocht, but the asay is stronger and bulldozes and doicha the lav. But here, by erva, would have been insufficient because the shem erva was still a blind, and it's impossible for ishus to be toifis on the shem erva, so you can't do a yibum. So in order to ensure the fulfillment, the king of the mitzvah's yibum, the Torah would have said that the whole Shem Erva is Hutra from the Achois Isha, whatever Erva is exactly falling Liyibun, to would have said that that becomes Hutra Machmas, their din, their Yisoid, of Asay Der Chalois, say, all in order to ensure that the Asay of Yum should be able to be performable, that it should be able to miskayim even Bim Kun the Lav of Erva in this Hava Amina, that Asay of Yum would be Doicha the Lav of Erva. So that answers the other Kasha that Reb Nochem asked, that how was the Hava Amina, that the Asay of Yum is Doicha the Lav of Erva, L'chayr she has a Shem Erva and Ushas is not Toifis, we would have said that there it says that the Shem Erva itself is Hutri, Gansen Hutri, and the Hamina of the Gemara, all in order to ensure the performance, the Kiyum of the Mitzvah Yibim, since that's the only way to ensure that Yibim could be fulfilled. Reb Nochem, in another shtickle later here on Daf Dalid, uses this same Yesoi that he just said here in order to answer a very shver Shitas HaToifis and Rabbeinu Tam in Toifis and Menachas Daf Mem. Rabbeinu Tam over there in Toifis and Menachas makes the assertion that Klayim is Hutra B'mokam the Mitzvah's Tzitzis. And therefore, if I have Klayim B'tzitzis, let's say, for example, I have Tcheles of Tzemer on a Beged of Pishton, so they have Klayim B'tzitzis, so Rabbeinu Tam holds that once I have the client betzitzis, we would say that even in a case where I'm not performing the, or I don't have any chiyuv in the mitzvah of tzitzis, we would still be able to wear the beged of client betzitzis. For example, b'layla, zokter, by night, layla is lav zman tzitzis, and l'choiro should be also to wear a beged of client betzitzis at night, because it's not as man tzitzis. Afal pikein, zokter, the Torah was matir, was hutra, the client in the beged of tzitzis, and even Tam says, he gedilim tasa, loisol b'shatnitz gedilim tasa, loch means that you could have gedilim, if there's gedilim, even if it's a gedilim of shatnis, is fine. And even belailu, even in the case where there's actually no mitzvah. And afa pikein, the klayim is hutra, but mokon the mitzvah tzitzis. Likewise, like the binitam, the same is with noshim, and noshim are not chayovos, but tzitzis. And afa pikein, noshim are allowed to wear a beged with klayim, but tzitzis, even though it will be going to be shatnis, because of this yisoy, the binitam says that the issa klayim is hutra, bim koim, the case of tzitzis. Now, the Ramban over here, on Daf Dalet and Yevamos, brings down this shita without quoting who it is. He says there is a shita like that, that klayim is hutra, bimkoim the case of tzitzis, and he says that that's keneged the Gemara here. Because the Gemara is mavur here in Yevamos that the whole din of Asay Der Chalois HaSay is learned out from klayim betzitzis. Dr. Ramban, if this klayim betzitzis is a source of Asay Der Chalois HaSay and Kol HaTerah Kula, what are you going to say? That in Kol HaTerah Kula, the lav is always hutra, bimkoim the case where I have this Asay, and even if I'm not performing the Asay, I could do the lav anyway. If I carried Dr. Ramban, we know in the klal, the Gemara tells us a klal all over, that Efshel Lekayim Shneihem, whenever I have a choice, I always have to do whatever I can to avoid the override of the lav, to avoid violating the lav. I do whatever I can. You're not going to say that every Asay Der Chalois is hutra. So therefore, Dr. Ramban, clearly, klayim betzitzis itself can't be hutri either, because klayim betzitzis is the melamed, is the source from which I learn out asay doy chalois asay in kol haTerah Kula. As I reflect on Ramban, it's a very stark akasha on what really is mavur that's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Menachos Daf Mem. Reb Nochem Pavarsky answers the kasha Rabbeinu Tam based upon the asoydos that he was saying until now, which is the hainu of Reb Nochem that be'emes is avada asay doy chalois asay is kind of a minimalist din. Avada we don't apply asay doy chalois asay where it's Efshel Lekayim Shneihem, where I have any choice whatsoever to perform both, like, you got to do it. We never say Hutra. You don't say, well, it's okay, the lav is just Hutra. It wasn't even said, but Mokum I have the Asay. We don't say such a thing. Avada, Asay the Chalois Asay only means that the lav is the Chuya. Zokte, but Medvar Amurim, where does it apply, according to his Yesoid? Where just saying the Chuya, just saying the regular override then suffices to ensure the Kiyum, the performance of the Asay. But in those cases where just saying the Chuya won't suffice, and the Torah will take the extra step and go the extra measure and say that the lav wasn't gezocht at all in its hutra bimkoim the assay. Reb Nochem suggests, therefore, that klayim betzitzis itself is an example of that, and the hainu that by klayim betzitzis itself it was insufficient, not enough, for the Torah to say the klayim betzitzis is doicha klayim, it had to say that the klayim is hutra bimkoim the tzitzis. Why? Why would that be, Zokter Reb Nochem, that it's insufficient to say the klayim is doicha tzitzis? Zokter, like this. The Bemist is a big kasha, Zokter, and he brings that free adikar, Reb Chon already talks about this kasha, that every time what we have a klayim betzitzis, l'chayro, just like we say normally that efshel lekayim shneihem, that efshel lekayim shneihem is a reason why we wouldn't allow you to just override the lav, because I could do both and fulfill both. So over here, by Klein Betziz, why don't you just say, don't put on the garment at all? Who asked you to put on the beged? Or, alternatively, why don't you round off one of the dalat kanfis at a beged, and then you'll be potter altogether from tzitzis. So who told you to get yourself into a mechayev situation in which you'll be mechayev in tzitzis, and then to wear the tzitzis of shanis and override the lav? Nor was then, Dr. Ibn Nochem, that if I say that svor, it's going to come out that's never yitzuyu, the mitzvah of tzitzis mitchayev, and a bimkem a beged shell pishtin, because instead of telling you to put the trailers on the beged shell pishtin, will tell you not to wear the beged around the corner. So kum tochoy is going to come out that the mitzvah of trailers of the mitzvah of tzitzis will never be able to meskayim on a beged shell pishtin. So then zok the Torah that we belt that we need to do what it takes in order to ensure that the mitzvah tzitzis is meskayim on this beged, which lemaisa it's impossible that it should be able to meskayim if we go with the regular kolom of the chuya, because then I'll just tell you not to wear the beged shell pishtin or to round the corner or something. So in order to ensure that the mitzvah we miskayim on the beged shel pishtin, we said that the claim is hutra bimkoim the assay of tzitzis. So don't talk to Ibn Nochem, that's his yesoid. The yesoid is zokta that really all the yesoid hadvarim over here is that assay is doicha lois assay. But when we say assay is doicha lois assay, we're saying that the assay will do whatever it takes to the lois assay, will do it, the Torah will do what it takes to the lois assay to ensure the assay gets done. So claim b'tzitzis zokta is another example of this, where if I don't say that the claim is going to be hutra, there won't be tzitzis on a beged shel pishtin, because I'll tell you not to wear the beged or to round the corner. So in such a case, similar to before, such a case, the Torah itself will say that the lav is hutra in order to ensure that the assay of tzitzis will be miskayim on the beged shel pishtin. However, Reb Nochem notes that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Shiurim in Siman Yud Dalet already addressed this question differently. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'oris raises a basic question. The Shaila is, every time I say that I say is doicha lois asei, what exactly is that which is being doicha, that which is overriding the lois asei? Is it the kiyum ha'eser that's so important and choshev be'enei ha'toyah that the asei should be fulfilled, should be miskayim, that the kiyum ha'eser is doicha the lav? Or do I say, Zot HaBachanan, that it's not so much the kiyum of the assay, which we could perhaps do without, but it's the fact that it's so important that the assay should not be misbatel, that the assay should not be violated. It's so important for us not to violate an assay, that we'll say, in order to ensure the non-violation, the non-bittel of the assay, we'll be willing to be doicha the lav. Zot HaBachanan, there's a couple of rayas of examples where we see clearly that it's actually the kiyum of the assay, which is doicha the lav, and not just the need to assure that we won't be mevatel the esser. For example, Zot HaBachanan, Imamish says this case, every claim but tzitzis, so I have a beged shel pishtin, a linen beged, and I have to put on trailus, I have to put on tzemer, so I say they're saying if tzitzis doicha the lois I say of pishtin. Frekt of them, Rabbi Chanan, why don't you just not wear the beged shel pishtin, or why don't you just round off a corner of the garment, so to ensure that you won't even have the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that way you're not going to have to override the lav. There's a way to get around the override of the lav, rounding a corner of the beged, you won't have four corners. Al korachok, Zot HaBachanan. It's not the concern, what the koyach ha-doicha in the assay, which is doicha the lav, is not just the fact, my concern that I don't want the assay to be misbatel, because the assay won't be misbatel in this case, even I round the corner. Rather, it's the desire the assay should be miskayim. Not that it shouldn't be misbatel, but actually miskayim, it should be fulfilled. If you round off a corner, you're not fulfilling the assay, you're just patting yourself. I want to have the kiyum of the essay. The kiyum of the essay is so choshev that it's sufficient to be doicha the lois asay, and that's why tzitzis is doicha klayim. We do not say just patter yourself on the esser by rounding the corner. We say fulfill the asay because the kiyum of the esser is doicha the lav. Likewise, Zot HaBachanan, we can say exactly the same thing b'negeah to every time that yibum is doicha alois asay. We have later sugyas later on that a grusha is nefelos be given to a kohen and the asay is doicha alois asay. The Gemara gets into it at the raisa level. Say doicha alois asay. So Zot HaBachanan points out the obvious that be'emes I don't necessarily have to have that the yibum should have to be done. I could just do a chalitza. You do a chalitza, you're not violating anything. So the grusha and the fellows to the kohen and do a chalitza. Elamai, the Gemara is before later on at the chafchafalef at the end of the sugya there that the Gemara says the chaloitz chalitza bim koim yibum lav mitzvah. This is a shaila to learn that pakoponim chalitza doesn't count as a mitzvah bim koim when it's stacked up against when it's compared to a yibum, and therefore you want to have the real chosh of a mitzvah, you want to have the yibum, and therefore that's why the yibum is doicha the lav because chalitza doesn't count. It's not considered a good option. So to bechon beseder in terms of the kiyum ha mitzvah. Yubim is a real choshev kiyum and chalitza is not. That makes sense. That I understand. But in terms of the not being mevatel the mitzvah of Yubim, of course, if you do a chalitza, you weren't mevatel any mitzvah. You did a perfectly mutadika thing. You did a chalitza and there's no mitzvah. You patted yourself. No mitzvah of Yubim. So if it's just the need not to be mevatel the mitzvah, which is the chadalai sase, so even though chalitza is not a mitzvah, what's the difference? You can pat yourself the mitzvah of Yubim by doing the chalitza. Why is the mitzvah of Yibam doicha the lav of Grusha Lekoyen? It must be that the kiyum ha'esa is doicha the lav. Even bimklem, I don't have to worry about the lack of bittel, and therefore it's another example of Rabbi Chanan's yesod that kiyum ha'esa is doicha the lav. So we see that Rabbi Chanan addressed the same kasha as Rabbi Nochem. Rabbi Nochem himself brings this Rabbi Chanan, the question is, in other words, every time you have a beged, just round off the corner of the garment without putting on, don't have to put on tzitzis and be doicha the lav. That was the kasha, and Rabbi Chanan says a different teretz that doesn't involve Rabbi Nochem's teretz. Rabbi Chanan simply says that the kingdom of tzitzis, which won't be happened if you're going to round the corner, that kiyum itself is doicha the lav. However, it should be noted the basic point that be'emes is that there is a machlokes rishonim which really is directly negated to this question whether a kiyum mitzvah is doicha the lav, and that is just to mention briefly in the Peirush HaRavid on Teres Koyanim, the Ravid brings down a machlokes rishonim. He brings down 2 days in the rishonim on whether klayim betzitzis is nidcha by noshim based on the fact that a isha has a kiyum mitzvah. So Isha gets a kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis as man groma, but she gets a kiyum. So maybe that's sufficient to be doicha the lav of klayim. The Ravid brings down 2 sheetas. The Ravid brings down 1 sheet that it says that Meridik Yisoid. He says loshin shekach nitna hatoyra la anoshim choyvul anoshim reshus. Okach nitna bat toyra. These mitzvahs that they were given la anoshim choyvul anoshim reshus. The Isha has mamish the same mitzvah as the man, but rather it's a reshus. It's not a chiyum by his man groma. So therefore, no reason why shouldn't be able to be doicha the lav because to get her kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis. The other shita holds that no, that even though Noshim are able to perform Zman Gromas, but they won't be able to do a Bim Klem Issa Gomer of the Torah, and therefore Klem Tzitzis is not Nidche by Noshim. So the Ravid is bringing down Mamash Befeir Shema Chloikas Vishoinim whether the Kiyum Mitzvah is Doichal Olav in a case where it's not a Chiyuv. That's by the case of Noshim. So you see really Be'emes that Ravid taps onto this question, at least by the case of a Kiyum of Rishus. His Kiyum is a Rishus. Rav Chanan's Kiyum is maybe a starker Kiyum, because the Kiyum of Mitzvah of Yibam, for example, is really a Chiyuv. It's just that you can get around it by doing a chalitza. But let's say a mamish a kiyum of rishus, let's say klayim, but tzitzis by noshim, which is a kiyum mitzvah just as a rishus, the Ravid actually does bring down 2 sheetas there, whether it's doicha, the lav of tzitzis. So you see, it's not so posh at al kaponim that a kiyum mitzvah is doicha or lav. It's really days in the rishonim benegeya to klayim, but tzitzis. Where it's just a kiyum, and there won't be any negatives of not doing it, like by a isha, so it's not the muskim in the rishonim that klayim, but tzitzis is nidche. And likewise, we quoted earlier from Ben Tam in the Tosfos Menachos Daf Mem that he understood that the only reason he would be matir isha to wear klayim betzitzis is because klayim betzitzis is hutra al pidarkoi. He was not assuming that the mitzvah noshim would be sufficient to be doiche the lav of klayim. Tosfos in Mesech Tekzubas Daf Mem asks another kasha. Tosfos asks over there, why do we say that the mitzvah tzitzis is doicha, the lav of klayim? Why don't we say that it's efshel lekayim shnehem durch them, that the person could wear a talis shell tzemer? If you wear a talis shell pish on a linen garment, it's going to be necessary to say a seidur chalois say because the tcheiles has to be wool and tzitzis has to have tcheiles, and therefore the assay of tcheiles will have to be durch chalois say. But instead of wearing the garment of pishdon of linen, why don't you wear a wool garment? Efshel lekayim shnehem. As I frek toises the kashi, he's obviously assuming that we apply efshel lekayim shnehem by klayim tzitzis, and he asks the kasha that lechayru we should say that the person should wear a beged shel tzemer. So toises answers this kasha by saying that the ein zeh choshev efsher. That's not called efsher. Without any elaboration, without any explanation, Tosfos just says to tell a person that he can't wear the pishtan beged, that he has to wear the tzemer beged, is not called efsher. It's not considered to be an efsherus, and that's not efsher lekayim shnei. What does Tosfos mean? So the Kavet Sa'oros of Ochanan in Simon Yudalid and Ois Ches discusses this Tosfos, and he says that the superficial reading of Tosfos seems to be that if a person prefers to wear linen over wool, we do not tell him that it's efsher lekayim shnei with wool, because we have to take into account the person's preference in his lifestyle. And he prefers in his life to wear linen garments. He doesn't like enjoying wearing wool garments. So therefore, it's now called Efshel Lekayim Shneim to force him to wear wool. Likewise, it ought to follow, theoretically, exactly, says Rabbi Chanan. Now let's say, for example, he mentioned before, the Gemara comes out later, that Kavanah B'Dereisa, Grusha is Nefelas L'Kayehen, so we would say that, of Yibam is Doicha D'Loisa, say of Grusha L'Kayehen. What happens, Zok Rabbi Chanan, if two Noshim fell from Reuven to the Kohen? He has two wives, two fell to the Kohen, and one of them is not a Grusha, and one of them was. So what are you going to say, Zok Rabbi Chanan? The guy could say, I happen to like this Isham more than I like the other woman. So therefore, I prefer this one to the other one, and therefore we should call it EF Shalakayim Shnei. That's what we should call. We should say it's I prefer this one over that, so I'm going to be Doicha the Grusha. Avada Zot Rebuchonin, that's Loi Shomanu, such a thing, it's impossible to say that. What do I care? The person has to prefer. He prefers this, he prefers that. Avada, we would tell them that you have to go the route, you have to go the Mahalach, which avoids the Doicha of the Lav, even if it's something which you don't prefer. And he has to marry the Miyabim, the Isha, that's not the Grusha. And likewise, here, what's Shant the Toysis? Just because a person prefers linen over wool garments, doesn't make a difference. Avada, we would tell him to wear the wool garment if that's what it takes in order to avoid the Seder Chaloisa, say, Klein Betzitzah. So what is the real Pshat in Toysis? Why is that Ein Zeh Choshev Efshar? So Rav Chanan suggests that the correct Pshat is that the Beged Shel Tzemer, if I put it on, its tzitzis are not viewed as an alternative. It's not viewed as the same mitzvah that will be miskayim if I wear the tzitzis on the beged shel pishtan. Because ask yourself a question, says Rav Chanan, what if I wear both? I put on two garments, a beged of pishtan and a beged of tzemer. Am I mechuyev on tzitzis on both? Sure, every single garment that I wear individually has its own chiyuv of tzitzis, because the chiyuv stems from this particular beged that I'm wearing. If I wear multiple garments, I have to put on multiple tzitzis. So if I'm wearing a beged shel pishtan, that mitzvah of tzitzis that's going to miskayim if I put on the beged shel pishtan is a mitzvah of tzitzis that's shy to that specific beged shel pishtan. If I put on a beged shel tzemer, it's a mitzvah tzitzis that's shaykh to that beged shel tzemer. I could put on both begeds and then I'm going to have both mitzvahs. So what are you going to tell me? Instead of wearing the beged shel pishtan and put on a different beged of tzemer, that's just a different mitzvah. They both happen to be in the same pasuk in the Torah of also am tzitzis, but to make a difference, that's the mitzvah tzitzis on the beged shel pishtan, and the other is the mitzvah being the beged shel tzemer. I could do both. I put them both on at the same time. So therefore, that's why it's called Na'af Shalakayim Shneihem, because the wearing the other beged of tzemer is not called another way of being Kaim, the same mitzvah tzitzis that I'm getting in my tzitzis on my beged shel pishtan, is a different mitzvah tzitzis, not the same mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore it doesn't substitute for the mitzvah tzitzis that I'm getting from the wearing from the beged shel pishtan. That's the pshat in the toisis, that it's not choshev efshar. The truth is that the Sefer Pnei Yeshua of Anort in Ksubas Daf Mem on that toisis goes through a similar reasoning process to that of the Kovetz Ha'oros over here. The idea that the Pnei Yeshua begins by assuming, just like the Kovetz Ha'oros started by assuming, that the Pshat in the Toisis is that if a person wants to wear linen garments, you can't tell him put on the wool garments instead. The Torah doesn't get a rein into the person's life preferences, and if he wants to wear linen, so he wears linen, and therefore he'll put on the mitzvah of tzemer tchailas on the linen garment, and he'll be doicha. The Torah is not going to tell him instead to wear wool if he doesn't like wearing wool. However, subsequently, the Pnei Yeshua is madcha this, and he says his own pshat. The Pnei Yeshua says that he believes the correct pshat in Toysis, why taka is that called efshel l'kayim shneihem? Instead of wearing a pishtan garment, so wear a tzemer garment, and he won't have to be doicha, because the tchelis will match the tzemer of the tchelis, match the tzemer of the garment. Razokt of them, the Pnei Yeshua, that he believes the real pshat in Toysis like this. He said, because this Toysis, it was gezokt by the Ri. The Ri is the Baal HaMemor over here, and the Ri himself is quoted by the Mordechai in Hilchas Tzitzis, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Rechaim Semin Yud Gimel. The Ri himself is quoted as saying, and it's a Santa Chiddush. And the Mordechai quotes the Ri, but what's been a gea to a person who has a beged shel four kanfis, and it's Shabbos. He wants to wear the beged, but there's no tzitzis on it. Vos kan eitan? So are you usher to wear this beged on Shabbos because it doesn't have tzitzis, and he can't put them on because he can't be kosher on Shabbos? So if Mordechai brings a day that held yes, it's also to wear it. Zokt of them, the Mordechai, but the Ri said that there's no such isser. Why? Because the Ri tainted that the Torah b'shum mokum never ever asked wearing a beged without tzitzis. There's no such isser. It's not a ma'isa isser to wear a beged without tzitzis. If you put on a beged and it has dal kanfis and it doesn't have tzitzis, then you're mischayev in bekum ve'esser in a mitzvah assay of tzitzis. If you don't put on the tzitzis, he didn't do any ma'isa isser. It's not that putting on the garment was a ma'isa isser. It wasn't a ma'isa isser at all. But rather, you have to put on tzitzis. What happens if it's Shabbos and you're honest? You're honest. Rachmanapati. You can't put it on. You can't put it on. So therefore, the Ri held, that's what the Mordechai brings down from the Ri, that on Shabbos it's mutter to put on the beged shel dalet kanfis and wear it the whole Shabbos without tzitzis. Because the wearing of the beged is not a ma'isa isser at all. It says it's mechayev of ma'isa mitzvah say of putting on the tzitzis. So if you could put them on, you put them on. You can't. It's onus rachmanapati. It's Shabbos, you don't. So therefore, you wear the beged without the tzitzis. That's the shita of Ri. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, that based on that Ri, we could better understand what Tosfos is saying over here, that it's ain't the choshev efshar to tell a guy to take off the beggar of dal kamfas and put on a different beggar. The beggar of dal kamfas of pishton and put on a different beggar of tzemer instead. Why? So, just to give our own example. Rabbi Chanan pointed out before, a kohen has two noshim that fall to him, legimbom, and one of them is a grusha and one is not. Now, for a kohen to marry a grusha is an etzem maisa isur. So the Torah will say, listen, if it's imperative to do the maisa isur in order to get the kiyum mitzvah yivam, then beseda, then you could do it up the dini hatayr. But if it's not imperative, we're not going to allow you to do the maisa isur because it's a maisa isur to marry a grusha, and there's no matir if there's a way around it. Mashenkin over here to wear the beggar shel dal kamfas of pishton is not a maisa isur at all. Therefore, there's nothing to dictate the person that he can't put on that beggar. What do you tell him? Don't put it on. Why? What's forcing him? What's stopping him from putting it on? If necessary, he could even put it on without sitzis if there's no way to fulfill the mitzvah. The Torah doesn't dictate to the person that he shouldn't put on the beggar shel dal kamfas because there is no maisa isur that was ever gezog that he can't put on a beggar shel pishton. You can put on a beggar shel pishton, and if necessary, and you know he can't the tzitzis, so you do without the tzitzis. Meila, therefore, Zakta Pnei Yeshua, that's what Tosfos meant. Ain't the choshev efshir to tell the person to take off the beggar shel pishton in order to avoid having to do override of the client, put on a different beggar. Because since wearing a beggar shel pishton, the Ri himself said in the Mordechai is not a maisa isur at all, so therefore it's not addressed by the Torah at all, and the person could say, I'm putting on the beggar, that's going to be the given, because the Torah was never mitzavim one way or the other of putting on, because I'm putting it on. Once it's on, Meila, the chi of a mitzvah tzitzis, that's chal, and if it's necessary to Mekayim that mitzvah tzitzis with an override of klayim, then that's what the Torah will tell you to do. So Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, is saying a different pshat in Tosis, different from Rabbi Chanan's pshat, which is, as we said, that the mitzvah tzitzis on the beged pishton is different from the mitzvah tzitzis on the beged semer, and neither can possibly be viewed as a substitute for the other one, which was Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. On Amud Beis over here, on Dalad Amud Beis, the Gemara gets into the Yesoid Hadin of the Lois Hasei of Shatnez, wearing Shatnez, and the Gemara explains that the Torah only asserted a Levisha de Isbe Hanoa, which is to say, a Levisha, a wearing of the garment, which provides a person with a pleasure, with a Hanoa. For example, says the Gemara, Moichri Ksus are allowed to go around, the Moichri Ksus wear the klayim, they wear the garment just in order to show it off, to demonstrate it to people, like a kind of mannequin, and the Moichri Ksus are allowed to wear this shatnez, even if it is shatnez, because that doesn't fall under the category of levisha de ispehano. Rashi explains that the reason it's not called ispehano is that the moichek sus is not mechavein to get the hano, noas levisha, the warmth out of the garment. He's just draping it around himself. He's just trying to show it like a mannequin. He's not mechavein for hanos levisha. The Tosfos Yeshanim over here writes that that's very fair because we're going over here in our Gemara in Rabbi Yehuda. The whole sugya is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Dorash Smuchim against the sugya over here. Rabbi Yehuda Darshan Smuchim, and we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds throughout Shas that the Dovah Sheinim is Gavin is also. So why does it help over here that the Moichek Sos is not mechavein? We're going in Rabbi Yehuda who asks Zeinim is Gavin, even a kind of unintended secondary consequence. It's coming out that he's getting hanos. According to Rashi's reading, so therefore that should be also according to Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, the Dovah Shemes Kavan Oser. So he says you have to explain in this sugya that they're talking about a case where he gets no hanoah. With a warm day, he didn't need the garment at all. He's not getting any hanoah, and that's the case where Rabbi Yehuda yematir the moichek sus to wear the garment because there literally is no hanoah. It's not a levisha sheyesh b'hanoah. Either way, regardless, the uvda is in Emsachem Daf Chof Hei, which is pointed out by various forum, that Emsachem Daf Chof Hei, the Gemara actually is mavur that the regular case of moichek sus. Let's say it's a cool day and he's getting some hanoah, but if you're not mechan for the hanoah, the Gemara is mevua that that's totally in the Behuda of Shimon. In the regular rule of Shimon is matadav Shimon is gavin, he doesn't worry about unintended secondary consequence, and therefore Shimon is considering this levisha she'ein behanoah, even if he's ending up with a secondary hanoah, the moichek sus, because his primary thinking, his intent, his direct intent is just to drape it around to show the customers. Whereas if you're holding, he's going to hold that unintended secondary consequence is also part of the yisur and davashin meskavin. Also, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that the moichik sus are not allowed to be loivish if there will come about an unintended hanoah. That's the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Chof Hei, which is mevur similar to Rashi here, regardless of whether Rashi Pshat is the correct reading of our sugya here in Yevamos Daf Dalet. The Ran in Masechta Shabbos brings down the Oroch that asked that l'chayr this case is a case of a psik reisha, and therefore ought to be also l'chol hadeis, because it's not that he might end up getting some hanoah. It's not like dragging a chair and maybe he'll make a charitz in the ground. Over here, we're talking about he's going to get hanoah from the Levisha. It's a cool day. He drapes the garment. It gets warmth. It's definitely going to be Hanor. It's a Vaday. So we know that Pesik Reisha, where it's a certainty that this consequence is going to come about, even as Shimon asks by Pesik Reisha. So how could it be that the Gemara is matter, the Moichik Sus, according to Shimon, based upon the napping Mechavein, if the Maiz, it's a Pesik Reisha, will surely come about? So the Oruch brings it from here a riot. His Yisoy, that the Oruch holds all over that Pesik Reisha, the Loi Nicholai, or the Loi Ichbislei, the person is not interested in getting this consequence, then that Pesik Reisha is not Osir. That's the Shitas HaOruch, that Pesik Reisha, in order to be Osir, has to be Nicholai. And therefore, since over here the person has no interest in getting this Malbush and this warmth that he's getting from the garments and the Levisha of the garment, he has no interest in it. So therefore, Zokti Oruch, it's a Pesik Reisha, the Loi Ichbislei, Loi Nicholai, that means to say he has no interest in this consequence, and therefore it is Mutar. It doesn't have the din of a Pesik Reisha. That's the Oruch Shita. The Ran over there says that you can knock off the Raya, and the Ran doesn't like this Oruch Yisoid. He says that the Pesik Reisha is always Osir. Novas then over here is like, there's a unique halacha by wearing shatnez, which is that if the shatnez is not worn for the toyelis of a malbush, for the normal purposefulness, the benefit that a person gets from wearing a malbush, but it's worn for some extraneous purpose that he happens to be showing it to customers, that doesn't even relate to him as a malbush at all, and rather it's called a masui. Since the sole function of it here was just to drape it on himself, just to show it off to customers, that doesn't even have a shem malbush klapi the mensch, Zokteran, and therefore, it doesn't fall within the Yisur Torah of Leisil Bashatnez. And over here, the rule of Pesik Reisha will not apply, because if the person's intent was Bechlal not to get the Tayelis, and out of the Malbush, it doesn't even relate to him as a Malbush, and therefore, it's going to be Mutter. That's why the Ran gets around the Kasha from Pesik Reisha. Bemes Rebekiv Eger over here, the Chedush Rebekiv Eger, the new Chedush Rebekiv Eger, asks that there's a big steer in the Ran. Because the Ran himself, in Masech Techulin, says a ganz different territory to the same exact Kasha, that Moichai Ksus are Lechoira, problem of Pesik Reisha. He's definitely going to get some tayelas, some hanoa out of the garment, and therefore it's going to be called a vishu de'ispe hanoa based on Pesik Reisha, even if I would say that tovashin meskaven, unintended consequences, you don't go with that. Afal pikein, over here it's a Pesik Reisha. That Aran and Chulin says a big yisoy without explaining it, that he says the Pesik Reisha does not apply to isur hanoa. Things where the isur is just getting the benefit from it, and Yosek is getting a benefit, so we have to look upon whether you intend. Even if it is a value, you'll get the hanoa, we don't apply the rule of Pesik Reisha. And according to Rav Shimon, it would be mutter, and that's the aside of it. You have a moichik sus. It's a question of hanua, and therefore, even though you will be getting the hanua, and you will surely get it, a psik reisha, afal pi kein, the unintended benefit, since it's only a isa hanua, it's unintended and it's mutter al psik reisha, it's al tovishim eskavin, regardless of the fact that it happens to be a psik reisha. There's more than the aside of the Ran. Al kaponim, because Vega points out, he doesn't say any terror, it's a steer in the Ran. The Ran asks the same question in two places, that lechoyer moichik sus a psik reisha, and he says two different truths. In Cholin, he says a terror, which he doesn't even explain in Cholin. The Teretz needs a big yisoy, the big explanation that the makam isa hanoah, we don't apply the din of Pesik Reisha that we call that you got the hanoah. What taka is the pshat in the Ran in Cholin? It's mamash advorim stumim. What's the difference if it's isa hanoah or not? Why don't I apply the rule of Pesik Reisha? So Rabbi Shimon Shkop in the Sherei Yosher in Gimel Chof Hei says a long and somewhat complicated explanation for this Ran. I'm going to somewhat simplify it in order to be able to say it over here. Rabbi Shimon explains that Geveintlich, the Hezber in the Din of Pesik Reisha, the reason why it's a problem according to Rabbi Shimon is that normally the Torah tells me not to do a Maisa Iser. For example, the Torah tells me not to make a Charitz, a furrow in the ground, because it's called Chayresh, it's like a plowing. So if I drag a chair, I drag a bench through the ground, so if it may possibly, Dovashenim Eskav, may come about with a charitz, I say that the maisa I'm doing is not the maisa of making a charitz, of making a furrow. I am doing a maisa of dragging the chair. Rather, the fact that it could well be that the furrow will come about and end up being made, that is something which is a consequence. It came about by memela through my maisa, but it doesn't go into the uptight of the maisa. The maisa I did was simply a maisa of dragging the chair, and I did not do the maisa iser of making the furrow and being choyresh. If, on the other hand, it's a Pesik Reisha, and being dragging this chair will definitely bring about the furrow in the ground, so then I say that the consequence of making this furrow that's going to come about with a certainty through my Maisa goes a line into the definition, into the Etzem Shem HaMaisa. So we say that the Etzem act of dragging the chair is not just an act of dragging the chair, but it's called you're doing a direct act of dragging the chair and making the furrow, since it's a certainty that that will come about. So that's why a Pesik Reisha is also because it goes into the Etzem Maisa that you're doing, and it comes out that you're doing an act, not just of dragging chairs, which furrows may come about, but rather you're doing an act of dragging the chair, making the furrow, and you're doing doing the Melecha Shabbos, which is Osir, Afilo Koin Teres Shimon. Zokt of them, Reb Shimon, that works by Yisurim, where the Isir is the Maisa Isir. But where the Isir is deriving the Hanoah, like for example over here, Zokt of Shimon, by the case of the Shklayim, the Shatnes, where the Isir is getting the Hanoah's Halavisha. There, the Isir is not doing the act of the Maisa Isir, because the act is not the Isir is getting the Hanoah out of it. Reb Shimon is Mechadish a step further, and he says that the Isir is also not the fact that you derive the benefit from it. Rather, Zokter, by Yisuri Hanoah, the Isir is the Mishishtamshus. I'm utilizing this Isir Hanoah thing, I'm using it to get my benefit out of it. You have to be called a Mishtamish, a user of the thing, a benefiter, in order to be over on the Isir. If it's Stam, the Hanoah came about by Mela to you, but not that you were a Mishtamish, a user, you're not over on the Isir Hanoah. Because Yisuri Hanoah means I can't be Mishtamish in the Oifan of Hanoah. Zokter, the question I need to ask by the Moichek Sus, for example, is this person a mishtamesh of the garment to get the hanoah from it? It's not sufficient to say I was over the issa because I happen to have gotten some benefit, because that's, I happen to have gotten benefit, but it doesn't label you a mishtamesh. Is he a mishtamesh? If he's not mechavim for it, according to Shimon, he won't be called a mishtamesh. He's not called a mishtamesh of the thing. The hanoah is only a meila. Are you going to tie into that? No, it's a psik reisha, and therefore that should be sufficient to make him a mishtamesh, a user. So they know that psikresha can't do. A psikresha could, when I'm doing a concrete maisa, and this maisa had a direct secondary consequence. I did a drag the chair and it made a furrow. So I'll say that included in the original maisa was a direct secondary consequence. It was a maisa of making the furrow. But over here, maisa are irrelevant. The simple question is, am I called a mishtamish? Am I called a user of this object? In this case, I'm not called a mishtamish of the ksus because I'm not intended to get the benefit. And even if the benefit will certainly come about, that's insufficient to label be a mishtamish, a user, and therefore you don't have the lomdish Hashem of a nene, which requires, in other words, that I should mishtamish with it. I wasn't mishtamish with the shatness in the oifen of Hanoah because it was unintended, that I was just thinking I'll get displayed to the customers what it looks like, and therefore psik reisha can't apply bimkoy me'issa Hanoah, according to the Ran and Cholin, Zokter Shimon, because the psik reisha is insufficient to relabel the person who happens to be getting benefit as a mishtamish, as a user of it, and therefore you don't have the lomdish Hashem issa. In this case, the Londish Hashem Isser of Lesilba Shatnes.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.